So I'm here.
Just tuning in. We got Shari Bizzle and Mount Gizzle on the motherfucking track, y'all. What's going on? Tripod, iPod. We out here today, man. Southern California. No sunny. It's nighttime. We out here. June 30th, 12:47 a.m. And we got Malcolm, man. We're going to ask a few questions. What's going on, y'all?
Okay, so that was Malcolm. Thank you, Malcolm. I am the host of the show. So what's going on with you tonight?
You know, man, we just clocked some dollars in, man. You know, just clocked some dollars in. We just out here just trying to live out here in Cali, man.
So, how do you feel about being a young black male growing up in South Central?
Yeah, man, I feel obligated, man. I feel obligated to the youth, man. I feel like I gotta lead the way for the youth out here, man. Cause otherwise, shit. Like, if I don't do something, you don't do something, they gonna fall off, man. Cause they already got us on a fucked up train, little shipwreck. But yeah, you know, we just gotta think for the future, man.
So, from what I get from what you just said to me, are you yourself have or ever been affiliated with any gangs?
I don't know how you got gangs out of that, but yeah, I mean, you know. yeah, man, you know, I'm a real one out here in the field.
It was just a question I'm asking. Have you ever been affiliated? You don't have to answer. Okay, wow. So what was that life like? Were you scared for your life? Did you feel pressure? Or was it something that you just flowed into?
I mean, shit, man, I didn't get scared until after I got done with that shit, man, realized what I was going through, man. Like, you know, so all I can say is I made it. That's all we gonna say about that.
Okay, and that's all he gonna say about that. Now, what I wanna talk about is you guys excuse us because we're just relaxing our minds right now.
Vibing, man, you know.
But everyone knows that my channel is about positive vibes, trying to center ourselves. Malcolm, what do you do to center yourself and find your inner peace?
I'm from California, man, so I mean, a lot of people out here, we center ourselves with marijuana. You know, we center ourselves with a little bit of bud here and there, and a little bit of bud here and there.
Yeah.
Wash it down with a little cognac.
Yeah, that's facts.
That us.
And I want to touch on some subjects about people being judgmental towards marijuana. Like, what do you feel about the critics, about the naysayers that talk, you know, that look down on marijuana and try to connect it to, like, causes of, like, fucking cancer and shit?
I'm gonna quote my little friend here. Stupid human. people that don't smoke marijuana, I just feel like it's kind of like people that have never lived, people that didn't live in California, like in Los Angeles, you will never know. And for that reason, you guys hate us. Same reason why you guys hate marijuana, because you guys haven't been there.
Exactly. That's exactly what I feel.
You guys haven't been there. You guys, you know, need to get your fucking head out of your ass and put your head in the grass. Smoke that shit, man.
That was a good one. But anyways, we're just gonna wrap this up, you guys. And
yo, can I give a shout out?
Sure, go ahead.
Yo, I wanna shout out, you know what I'm saying, Shari B. Then I wanna shout out my children, you know what I'm saying? I got three of them motherfuckers, badass children. Yo, shout out my city, LA. Y'all get at me at Last Nations King. That's it, right? Last_nations_king. Yeah, that's me.
All right, so thank you for tuning in to us and listening to us. And remember, you guys, it's all about positive vibes. Fuck the haters.